잠시 후 영어 듣기 능력 평가가 시작됩니다. 여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 전국 16개 시도교육청이 공동으로 주관하는 2020학년도 제1회 고등학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 교실에 계시는 선생님들께서는 라디오의 음량을 알맞게 조절하여 주시고 학생 여러분은 답안지에 반, 번호 그리고 이름을 써넣으시기 바랍니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Michael, why do you keep looking at your watch?
There's something wrong with my watch. It says it's 1:30, but that can't be right.
It's 6 o'clock, so it definitely has a problem. You should do something about it.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Anna, everybody in our club is looking forward to your presentation next week. How's it coming along?
I'm doing my best, but I'm having trouble understanding the financial data correctly.
Hey, my brother Ben is really good at economics.
3번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Here's your change. Thanks for shopping with us.
Thank you. Oh, I need a plastic bag for these groceries.
Sorry, we only offer paper bags and they cost 50 cents per bag.
4번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. Today we're going to learn what we should do if there's an earthquake. What would you do if our classroom suddenly started shaking? You should get under the desks immediately. Once the shaking stops, you should evacuate the building as your teachers guide you. Exit the school quickly using the stairs instead of the elevators and protect your head with your hands or bags. After you get out, stay away from walls and pillars. Pay attention to announcements from radios and smartphones. For your safety, get familiar with the evacuation procedures.
5번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Adam Brown. On behalf of the school cafeteria staff, I'd like to ask for your understanding. There has been widespread concern about food poisoning recently. Therefore, we will no longer be serving you any raw or undercooked food. This includes all kinds of meat. Even fruits and vegetables will be boiled and then fully cooked. The taste may be a little different, but we're making these efforts for the sake of your health. We hope you understand, and we'll update you on any changes regarding this situation. Thank you for your cooperation.
6번 대화를 듣고 여자의 주장으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, I'm not feeling well this morning. My stomach hurts.
Oh, sweetie, are you okay? I wonder if your late-night eating may have caused it.
That's possible. Actually, I ate instant noodles last night before I went to bed.
Eating heavy food before bed isn't good for you. Your body doesn't have enough time to digest it.
I think you're right.
So you should try to cut down on eating before bed.
Then no more chicken and pizza at night?
Maybe once in a while, but you should reduce your late-night snacking as much as possible.
That's going to be hard, but I'll try.
Good. I'll help you with it. Peter, it looks like you write things down a lot.
Yes, I always record any good ideas that come to mind.
I see. Any particular reason for that?
I've heard that writing down ideas helps you develop creativity.
How's that possible?
I write ideas down whenever they pop into my head. They may be simple at first, but they may combine and evolve into creative ones.
Interesting. I can see how that could be helpful.
Actually, there are many creative scholars and artists who always write down even small ideas.
You're right. I think I read an article about that.
Yeah. You can improve your creativity if you get in the habit of writing your ideas down.
I think I should give it a try.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello. Is Ms. An home?
Yes, I am. Please come in. Here's the refrigerator I called about.
I see. The center told me that it's been having some frosting issues.
Yes. Foods in the back have been freezing.
How long has it been going on?
For over a week.
Okay. Did you remove the food so I can take a look inside?
Yes, I did.
Thanks. Let me see. I think I found the problem. Can you see that thick ice buildup? The defrost pipe is frozen.
Oh, that sounds serious. Can you fix it?
Of course. Let me get my tools. I'll be done in about 30 minutes.
All right.
9번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
Number 1.
Hi, I'd like to check out this book.
Okay, place it here. Please return it within 2 weeks. Number 2.
Do you want me to autograph this book?
Thank you. I'm a big fan of yours. Number 3.
Could you recommend a good literature class?
I took Mr. White's class last semester, and it was really good. Number 4.
Can you help me reach the book on the top shelf?
Sure. I can take it down for you. Number 5.
Do you have the new book by Jessica Kim?
Sorry. It hasn't arrived yet.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Mr. Smith. What's all that you're carrying?
Hi, Ms. Roberts. These are birthday presents from my co-workers.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. I never expected to get so many gifts.
I need to check my co-workers' birthdays, too. What did you get? I see a cake.
I also got a bouquet, a necktie, and a few other things.
How lovely. Can I help you carry anything?
That's okay. I'm going to take a taxi in front of the building.
Really? Can I give you a ride home? Your place is near mine.
Thanks. That would be so nice.
Hold on a minute. I'll go get my car.
This is my lucky day.
(11번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 이사를 하려는 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Paul. How have you been?
Hi, Rebecca. I'm getting ready to move.
Really? I thought you liked this neighborhood. It's even near your kid's school.
Yes, that's one reason why I liked living here.
Then why do you want to move?
I'd like to do some gardening, so I found a house with a big backyard.
That sounds nice, but I'm sure you'll miss this place.
I know. Another thing I'll miss is that I can walk to work.
Right. You don't have to deal with traffic jams.
Yeah, but I think I'll be able to manage.
I see. When are you moving?
Hopefully early next month.
Okay. I hope you like your new place.
12번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello. May I help you?
Hi. I'd like to buy a gift for my newborn niece. Any recommendations?
Well, baby clothes, blankets, and hats are always popular.
Then can you show me a pretty dress?
Everybody likes this one because of the fancy lace. It's $90.
Great. I'll take it. Do you have a hat that goes with it?
Let me see. How about this pink hat? It's $30. And this yellow one also sells well. It's $20.
The pink one seems to go better with a dress. Can you gift wrap it with a dress, please?
All right. Since we're having a promotion, you can get a $10 discount coupon if you spend more than $100.
That's great. Then can I use the coupon right now?
Of course you can.
Thank you. Here's my credit card and I'll use the coupon.
13번. 대화를 듣고 레인보우 웹툰 콘테스트에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Emily, you look really happy today. What's going on?
Hi, Mike. I read a notice about the Rainbow Webtoon contest on the bulletin board.
Oh, yeah. You said you wanted to be a webtoonist, right? When is the application deadline?
I have to submit my drawings by May 31st.
Then you've got about a month to prepare. What's the theme of the contest?
It's Dreams of the Youth, and it's open to all high school students nationwide.
It's going to be a great chance for you. When will they announce the winners?
June 30th.
You're so talented. I'm sure you'll win the contest.
Thanks. I'm going to start preparing today.
Good luck, Ms. Future Webtoonist.
14번. 엄브렐라 페스티벌에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, travel lovers. I'm Emma White with the Travel Channel. Today, I'd like to introduce to you the famous Umbrella Festival in northern Thailand. It's a three-day event that takes place every year during the third week of January in honor of local artists. During the festival, the town is decorated with beautiful umbrellas of various sizes and colors. In the morning, there's an umbrella exhibition and a parade where people ride bikes while holding umbrellas. In the afternoon, for only $10, you can participate in a traditional umbrella-making activity. So you can take home a great souvenir. Make sure to check out this magnificent festival.
15번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 구입할 블루투스 이어폰을 고르시오.
Honey, what are you doing?
I want to buy Bluetooth earphones. Since you have a pair, can you help me choose some?
Okay. First, you need to check the playtime.
It should be longer than 10 hours because I listen to music all the time.
Sure. A charging case is really useful as well. Bluetooth earphones are tiny, so you can keep them in the case safely and charge them at the same time.
All right. I'll buy earphones that have a charging case.
Good. What about the color?
I prefer white to match my smartphone.
Okay. Then you can choose between these two. How much are you willing to pay?
I don't want to spend more than $50.
Then this is the best choice for you.
Thanks for your help. I'm going to order this pair right now.
16번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ashley, I'm worried we're going to be late for the wedding.
We're already at the subway station next to the wedding hall. We'll make it if we hurry.
Do you know which exit leads to the wedding hall?
Yes, I've been there before. There are two ways we can get there.
What are our options?
Exit 2 connects to the wedding hall directly, but it doesn't have an escalator, and there are a lot of stairs.
Really? I don't want to get sweaty climbing up the stairs. What's the other way?
Exit 4 has an escalator, but it takes 10 minutes longer.
We can't afford 10 more minutes. We should get to the wedding hall as soon as possible.
17번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Charlie. What are you looking at on the internet?
Hi, Amy. I'm trying to choose a suit for my graduation ceremony.
Really? You're going to buy something so important on the internet?
Why not? You can get clothes quickly and at a reasonable price online.
Maybe. But I've had several bad experiences shopping online.
Well, all you have to do is return the items you don't like.
But that takes time and money. You've never experienced that?
No, not really. I'm going to take a chance on it.
Think about it. With offline shopping, you can try on anything you want until you find something you really like.
I guess you're right. I'm going to follow your advice this time.
I think you're making the right choice.
18번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 수잔이 제이크에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Susan is the leader of an environmental preservation club. She wants to make a short video about protecting the North Pole. However, she realizes no one in her club knows how to make videos. While trying to find someone who's good at making videos, Susan meets Jake, who belongs to the broadcasting club. She asks him how to create a video. Jake tells Susan that even beginners can make videos easily if they use an application on a smartphone. Susan wants to learn how to use the application from Jake. In this situation, what would Susan most likely say to Jake?
19번과 20번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, students. Last time we talked about the important role of charities. Today, let's talk about how you can help too. Recently, a survey revealed that almost 90% of charity donors donate cash. But there are some secondhand items you can donate to them instead of money. First, musical instruments are valuable items. They can be provided to children who can't afford new ones. Second, eyeglasses can be donated as well. They can be sent to developing nations where they are hard to find. Third, bikes are warmly accepted too. Many children in poor countries have to walk over 10 kilometers to go to school. Your bike donation can be a great gift to them. Finally, you can give your old running shoes a second life. They can be repaired and delivered to people in need. So when you go home, look for items you can donate to help others.
19번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. 20번 언급된 물품이 아닌 것을 고르시오. 수고하셨습니다. 이상으로 전국 16개 시도교육청이 공동으로 주관하는 2020학년도 제1회 고등학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가를 모두 마치겠습니다.